3. Fate Revealed. I woke up with my sheet soaked through. For a second, I thought I'd peed the bed, like when I was little, but then breathed a sigh of relief. It was only sweat. Birds were singing outside my window. A little beam of sun came through and warmed my face. It felt good. But then I remembered the scream I'd heard last night and got scared. I thought it was a lady's scream, but now I wasn't so sure. I could still taste that potion Aunt Jelly made me drink in the back of my throat. My head felt foggy, too. The smell of hot biscuits got my stomach to rumbling, so I threw on some clothes and headed downstairs. Mama Frances was stirring a big pot of grits on the stove. Grits are like rice, but creamier, if you didn't know. I pulled out a chair and sat down. "Hey, Hoodoo," she said. "Morning, Mama Frances." "You go ahead and dig into those biscuits. Miss Ross just dropped off some fresh jam." I picked up a biscuit and started to spread a little jam on it. "Ow!" I cried out. I dropped it real quick and stuck my fingers in my mouth. Mama Frances laughed. "That's what you get for not saying grace," she teased. I closed my eyes and put my hands together. "Dear Lord," I said, "thank you for this food we are about to receive to nourish our bodies. In Jesus' name, amen." I opened my eyes. "That's better," she said. I picked up the biscuit again. It was cooler to the touch, so I spread some more jam and butter on it and then took a bite. I rolled the dough around, trying to chew and blow on it at the same time. Let me tell you, that biscuit was so good, it melted right in my mouth. The little seeds from the jam got stuck in my teeth, though. Mama Frances sat down and pushed a bowl of hot buttered grits across the table. Wisps of steam rose off it like little ghosts.
"It's Colored Folks Day at the county fair," she said.